Okay, so today I want to talk a little bit about Kabbalah Sateirah, the very, very famous Chazal, that right before Kabbalah Sateirah, it says Klal Yisrael was standing by the mountain. Vayisyatzu b'tachtis har. They were standing at the base of the mountain. That's the Pashup Shat. Rashi brings both the Pashup Shat and then he brings the Drush. It's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches. Okay, so again, the Pashup Shat is they were by the mountain. Vayisyatzu, and they stood there b'sachtis har. Now that lashon is very Chazal find a problem with this lashon. Could have said vayisyatzu etzel har, next to the mountain, or could have said vayisyatzu tachas har. What's this unique lashon b'tachtis har? I think that's what Chazal are bothered by. So they bring a very famous drasha, Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama, Alamei Chakof Aleim Har Kegigas. Okay, this. Again, there's different ways to learn Agadata. Some learn it literally. Hashem took Har Sinai and put it over their heads. And some say it's metaphorical. It doesn't mean Hashem ripped the mountain out and was holding it over their heads. It was a metaphor that Hashem was telling them, "In mekablam haTorah mutiv. If you accept the Torah, good, great. Vim lav, shom tehekfu rasem." Hashem tells them, if you don't be mekabel the Torah, the mountain, you're going to be buried over, you're going to be here, is going to be your burial. That's the Chazal. Okay, let's just finish Chazal. Again, it's Gemara Shabbos Daf Peches. Amar Rav Acha B'Yakov Mikan Maida Rabbi Le'Raisa. Okay, what's a Maida? First, just Pashup Shat. What's a Maida? So the halacha is, I'll just to the Rambam in the 10th paragraph of Mechira explains it. It's based on Gemara's and Bava Basra. If I force you to sell something, the Mekach is actually Kayim. But if in advance there's a coercion and I tell the Eidim that there's a coercion, it's a mekach that's batal. So I proclaim it. Maida is like a proclamation. If I make it clear that I'm doing this under duress, then there's no the sale is batal. Rambam's lashon is mishan suad shemach of lachik tamei mekach afiu tuluya like tuluya v'zavin ad shemach hamemkar mebchar. And then he says, but lefikach and masa maida. If you make a proclamation, you call the edim in advance and say, look, I'm being forced. Kaidim shi macher va'amar l'shnei edim du shezesh ani meicher chayfitz pliny I saw the pliny with nish ani onus harei amem karbato. Okay, so this, so back to the Gemara in Shabbos, the Klal Yisrael was being forced, right? It's a maida. So really, we're not mechuyev to keep the Torah. That's what it sounds like. It's a maida. It's mekach bato. So the Gemara says mikan maida rabbi l'raisa amarava afal pikein. Even though we were forced at Har Sinai Shavuos time the year after they came out of Mitzrayim, but hundreds of years later, like literally 1,000 years later, they accepted it willingly. Dechsiv kimu v'kiblu ayehudim kimu mashe kiblu kvar kimu v'kiblu. They reaffirmed and reestablished what they were makabel 1,000 years earlier. They re makabel at Beratzei. Okay, this Gemara is so shver on many, many different levels. One of the most shver, the biggest shver kind, you learn this Gemara. We're not going to go into this today, but it's Ramban's Kasha. So why were they kicked out of Eretz Yisrael when they did Chatoim? They were forced, right? Why did we get punished when we didn't keep the Torah mitzvahs? Very big problem. Ramban says, a tremendous chiddush. Ramban says, maybe it's only because the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael can't be soivul Chatoim. They weren't being punished. Eretz Yisrael, you can't be around here. It's not you, it's me. Eretz Yisrael can't tolerate sin, so you have to leave Eretz Yisrael. But why do they have to suffer? It needs a very big hazmat. Okay, that's a whole different question.
No, they have a nation.
You're saying there should be no worse unless you show them it's B'nai Noyach. Yeah, there's possible solutions to this, yes. Okay, but here's a bigger question. Klai HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the mountain and puts it over the head and says, "Mekavim HaTorah Mutav and Lav Shem T'Giraschem." Why do they have to be forced? They already said Nasa v'nishma, right? Now, I just want to, full disclosure, in Parshas Yisro, there's no Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is in Mishpatim, okay? Now, it's only Lefishi Desrashi. If you look at the Psukim, it says, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Vel Moshe Amar Al Hashem, Alei, Aktovar, excuse me, Nadav Aviyu, Nigash Moshe Levadei, V'hein Leishu, Rashi says that these Psukim is fleshing out the Psukim, what happened in Parshas Yisro. Okay, then it says over here also, Vayim kol advarm la'shadiba nase, and then again, then later it says that they said nase nishma. So let's just take that. It's a big question. Why did the Torah split it up? That's first they said nase, then they said nase nishma. And nase nishma is not in Yisrael at all. It's a very strange It's whatever. It's strange. Okay, so that's the question. Tysus asks, why did Kaisel have to be forced? They already said Nasiv and Ishma. That's the question. So I want to share with you today four possible solutions to this question. First, we'll go with Tysus. Tysus says, V'yesh Loimar, Tysus says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that they're going to be Chayzer because of the Eish. Let me just get you the Tysus. V'yafel b'shekvar hikdimu Nasiv l'nishma, shem yu chayzen kishiyu ha'esh ha'gedoyla shiyotzen ishmasen. That's Tysus' language, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that although they said Nasiv l'nishma, maybe they would retract. Okay, this needs to be understood better. I don't claim to understand it deeply, fully, because that means the Maral already asks this question. According to Tysus, Nasiv and Ishma, right? Chazal say incredible things about Nasiv and Ishma. Kleisel said Nasiv and Ishma, Yosu Shishim Riboy Malachim, Malach Hasharis, and they gave us two crowns, Echad Kenegad Nasiv, Echad Kenegad Mishma. So many beautiful Chazals about praising Nasiv and Ishma, it didn't even seem like it was 100% full commitment, according to Tysus. Hashem had to force them because maybe they were going to say, I know I said Nasiv and Ishma, I really didn't mean it. According to Tysus, it needs to be understood much better. But that's Tysus' job. Just came against the first Teretz. Why did Kodesh Baruch have to force us? Because he was afraid we would retract our commitment. Fine. Now, and the truth is, this question is already asked in the Medrash Tanchuma. Okay? I'm going to read you the Medrash Tanchuma. V'loi kiblu Yisrael satayra atche kofa aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu zahar kegigas. Medrash Tanchuma quotes this Gemara. V'yisyatu betachtis ha'ar v'yam rav dimi omlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael im lekablam atem es atayra mutav v'mlav shom tehei kvarasem. The Medrash Tanchuma then asks, V'yim toimar ala Torah Shemiksav, why they have to be forced? Torah Shemiksav, they already accepted. V'haloi mishas shomalem mikablam atem as a Torah, onukulam amunas v'nishma. So the Tanchuma says, yeah, but they had to be forced for Torah Shemalpeh. Mipnei ala Torah Shemiksav kafaleim, a Torah Shemalpeh. Because Torah Shemiksav she'ein behem yegiya v'tsar v'himayat. You hear that? You go into, you know, if we wouldn't have Torah Shema Peh, so Sukkos would come, take yourself a Pri Eitz Hadar. Great, go into a store, just take a Pri Eitz Hadar. Now, in order to get a Pri Eitz Hadar, first of all, you have to learn the third parak of Sukkah. You've learned Mishnayos. Then you got to learn the Gemaras. And then you got to learn the three Shayim. Then you got to learn the Tor Beis Yosef. Then you got to learn the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mishnah Berurah. Until you get exactly what is a psul, it takes ton of work. And then you're done, now you got to go find it. So the study of it is hard, and then the detail of the Torah is so hard. So it's very easy to accept Torah Shemiksav, right? If you're a tzaduki, all you have is Torah Shemiksav, it's very easy. But if you're a Mekabel Torah Shemalpeh, the detail of it, the study of it, that's extremely hard. Okay, that's that. Now, the third Teretz, guess we have two truths so far. The third Teretz is a very beautiful, deep Teretz from the Maral. The Maral I found already. I saw it last night in three places, Tveretz Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, and here in Gur Aryeh. Okay, very beautiful Maral. He says, why did Hashem have to put the mountain over them? Loimer ki ha-toira, I'm first going to read the words and I'll explain what it means. Ki ha-toira hechreches le-kabbalah. Toira is absolute and essential that we accept it. Vim lo yukablo ha-toira, shom te-kvuraskem. Via dua, it is well known, ki dvarim hamuchrachim, things that are muchrach, absolutely essential, liyos heim chashuvim b'mayla b'yaisa, that's a greater mayla. Ve'ein kiyum l'ninsa l'bizulasim, and there's no reality, there's no kiyum without it. L'kach kofa leim harke gigus, lo'idia mylis ha'tayra shi efsham mi'bilo de'klau. Let me explain this. Maral has its own language, its own words, but let me explain what this means. I'm going to give a mushal. It's not a great mushal, but when you buy a car, the car comes with a basic package, right? Then you get upgrades, right? I mean, not my car, but I'm sure your car, right? You get the Bluetooth, right? And then you can get the leather interior. I don't know what's considered good upgrades now. What are some upgrades, Lou? I guess the dash camera, right? You get
You're fully loaded.
You're fully loaded. Good. There's no such option, motor or no motor. Because without the motor, there is no car. That's not an option.
Right?
There's certain things that is what the car is. That's not an option, yes or no. It's not. If we would have just said Nasa v'Nishma, that would have implied, okay, we want the car. Yes, we'll take. Yes, we'll take the Torah too. Great, we'll take it. I'll take that. I'll take the Torah. I'll take Tayag Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces them. The idea behind the forces is there. You have to have it. Without it, there is no Kiyum Olam. Without Torah, whether it means fulfilling the Torah or Torah study, two different things, but probably both true. Without it, there is no universe. There is no reality without it. Is that a nice thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world existed 26 Torahs with God's kindness. After that, there is no world without the Torah. It was up to us. Yom HaShishi. Chazal bring, Rashi embraces, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai that the world's going to last until Hey Vav Sivan. If we take the Torah, if we don't take the Torah, there is no reality. We had that idea, we had that clarity at that time. Kofalei Makagigas, that there is no world without the Torah. There is no world without, it's an essential element. The morale brings, you really need to think deeply about it, but he gives like a muscle to this, an incredible muscle. The halacha is, if you ma'anis a woman, if a person forces a woman, he can't divorce her. Now, she doesn't have to accept it, and her father doesn't have to accept it. They can opt out. But if they both want it, he's mukhrach. And he brings the medrash that when Hashem forced it on us, it's lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. It's part of us forever. It's the central part of it. It's an incredible, incredible idea. Okay, so that's the third tariff. So what do we have? The first tariff is Tysus, Hashem was afraid we would back out. The second tariff, the Medrash Tanchuma, is a special hechrich. Hashem had to force us for Torah Shvapeh because Torah Shvapeh is relatively easy. The details of the Torah Shvapeh is what Hashem forces. And then the third tariff is the morale. The morale says Hashem showing us that it's not something, Torah is not an option you choose. Yeah, something, it's a nice option. It's essential. That is what reality, we don't have reality without the Torah. And then finally, I want to tell you something from the Hafla. Okay, just very briefly, who is the Hafla? The Hafla wrote a sefer on Ksubas called the Hafla. That's what we call him, the Hafla. But that's a rearrangement of his initials. Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz. He was actually, I read that he actually first studied in the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. Then he went to the Magen of Mezrich and became a chassid. And he, he's known for his kahila, Frankfurt, there's two Frankfurts in Germany. He's a Frankfurt on the Main, the Frankfurt on the Main River. So he was a very big guy, and he's very famous that his Talmud Muvik was the Chassam Sefer. Right? So he's very, very famous. He wrote on Kedushin and on Ksubis. He wrote from the most important achronim on Ksubis and Kedushin. On Kedushin is the Sefer Gol Sefer Matna. That's his. And then on Ksubis, the Sefer Hafla, widely adopted and used in all the yeshivas when you study those two mesechtas. Anyways, he was a big guy, and he wrote a Sefer on Chumash called Panim Yafais. And anyways, in his Sefer on Ksubis, the Hafla, he writes a Hakdama. He answers the question like this. He says, there are two types of love. You love somebody. Most love is just convenience. You want to, please each other. You have a nice relationship. He called it avos haratzon. Lamalis, you'll always want to be mamal with someone else's ratzon. That's one type of love. He says the second love is avos lebenoi, avos atzmis. It's an inherent love. You love your child like you love yourself. He says the difference is that when your love is an avos ratzon, you just want to please the other person. It's not deeply rooted. You're not going to do something ever that's going to make your friend uncomfortable. Because if your friend is making a mistake, it doesn't bother you that much, not me. Even if your friend is making bad choices, you're not going to, what are you going to do? You feel bad for him, but if your child is making bad choices, you'll be meyasa your child. If your child has to go to the dentist, he has a cavity, if he's crying and screaming, you're going to drag him to the dentist. Or you take him to the doctor to get that shot. You'll drag him and he's screaming and crying. If only thing we had was just Nasu Nishma, then Hashem gave us the Torah because we said we wanted, and Hashem gave it to us. That would have indicated the type of love that Hashem has to us is just a love of convenience. We have a nice relationship with Hashem. We said yes, and Hashem said, fine, I'll give it to you. Kafa Leim Hargigidus is an indication of the type of love our Kodesh Baruch Hu has over us. I'm forcing it down your throat because it's the best thing for you. That's the type of Ava that Hashem has for us. So that's the idea that even though we sometimes don't see the benefit of the mitzvahs, but Hashem is telling us, it's very nice that you accept it and you think it's best, but I'm telling you, even if things are not going to be great, even if things are a bitter pill to swallow, all Tayyik mitzvahs is L'Tayrei Senu, and that's the Ava that Hashem has, that it's Kafalei Makagigas. And we should have a great Shabbat.